Science Does Not Fail.
It's too slick, Dayton.
Yeah. It's so smart, it don't make sense.
Look, boys, if the old timers knew I was here with you, I wouldn't be around very long, would I?
Probably not.
All right. Now, isn't that proof enough? Would I put my life in your hands if I didn't mean every word I say?
Maybe. You could be the finger man, too.
I never fingered anybody in my life. I'm willing to start now, if you want to play it my way, that is.
Play it your way. How does it come out, your way?
It comes out very simply. Play it my way, and the old mob goes.
Say that again, Dayton.
Play it my way, and the old mob goes.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Old Mob Goes, starring Ian Keith. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ian Keith as Charles Chuck Dayton in The Old Mob Goes. There is a law in the jungle, a law which says that when the leader grows old, his power will be assumed by youth. But no leader, be he lion, tiger, gorilla, or what have you, steps down willingly or gracefully. The young must fight for power, and death must vacate the throne before it can be reoccupied. This is jungle law, applicable not merely in the green depths of Africa, but in the steel and concrete jungles of big cities, where man is the beast of prey, and where knife and bullet take the place of fang and claw. Now it happened that the older men, Mike Roswell, Joe Westbrook, and to some extent Chuck Dayton, ruled the jungle. There were younger men, too, younger with growing strength, and their power was being felt.
Somebody cut an inch someplace.
That's ridiculous on the face of it, Mike. Nobody dead.
Okay, so how do you account for it? Look at the balance sheets, bookies, numbers, the machines, everything. Way off of last year.
Hard times. Ain't got the dough for an eggs that they used to.
I don't believe it. The dopes always have a two-spot or at least four bits for a triad policy.
Maybe somebody is cutting in, Joe.
What? Another county heard from.
Let him talk, Joe. Go on, Chuck. Who's cutting in?
The kids. The gutter snipes who used to panhandle nickels from us 10, 12 years ago. They're big boys now, Mike.
You know anything about this?
I got eyes. I can see.
So what? So why don't you have the brains to put together what you saw?
The night we hijacked that load of firewater on Route 6.
Yeah, I know. That's why you cut in with us today instead of peddling papers someplace.
Hey there, Joe. Chuck's been useful.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You want to hear what I think?
Why not?
I think we ought to make a deal. Carve up the city. Make territories. Give the kids their share.
Mike, you going to listen to this dream stuff?
I thought that's what he was going to say.
I'll get it.
Hello, Chuck. Forget it. We took this town over years ago. Nobody's getting us into a deal. We don't have to deal with anybody. We're on top. They do like we say or else.
Okay. You want to think it's that way? It's your funeral.
We got company.
Well, so we have. What do you want, Sanders?
Take it easy, Roswell. This is a friendly call.
You're doing the talking.
I know.
What do you mean by that, Crick?
Some of us got together. We want some territory. We'd like to have it without trouble.
You want trouble, you'll get it.
At what you say, Roswell?
Could be. We don't go for deals, Sanders.
And you, Dayton?
I might think different, but I can't say different.
Why not? You're a big shot, too, aren't you, Dayton?
Not as big as he'd like to think he is.
I'll do my own talking, Joe.
Yeah, but will you say anything?
Mike, I've been trying to make you...
Say we ought to deal with these punks we watch grow up? Not me, Chuck.
That's settle it.
Looks that way.
Okay. You've been warned.
Warned, are we? I ought to warm the seat of your pants with a razor strap. Now go on, beat it back to your mama.
You hide the man, Sanders. Beat it, no deals.
That's the way you want it? That's the way you'll get it.
I still think you ought to deal with him, Mike.
Shut up, Chuck. Your mouth keeps going like an old lady's across a back fence.
That's the way you want it. That's the way you'll get it.
Hey, Larry, we got company.
I'm busy.
Oh, no, you're not, fella. This is important company, I think. One of the handlebars.
Which one?
Charlie Dayton.
Well, what do you know? But not so important. Not after the way I saw Ross Will and Westbrook treat him yesterday. Bring him in.
Check.
Okay, Dayton, come on in.
Thank you very much.
Sit down, Dayton.
Again, thank you.
What's on your mind?
I think Mike and Joe are about through.
Where does that leave you?
In the same kind of cement overcoat they'll be wearing.
Unless what?
Unless I have a deal.
It seems, Dayton, you've surprised Milt. He doesn't surprise easy.
It's in the cards, Sanders. We old-timers are on the way out. It's just a question of which way it happens. Quick and easy, or a long, slow fight with everybody losing.
And you want to be on the winning side.
I intend to be.
How?
I'm on the inside. One man inside can unlock a lot of doors.
And the price?
We'll make a deal. And I'm the only way you'll get to work from the inside.
It's too slick, Dayton.
Yeah. It's so smart it don't make sense.
Look, boys, if the old-timers knew I was here with you, I wouldn't be around very long, would I?
Probably not.
All right. Now, isn't that proof enough? Would I put my life in your hands if I didn't mean every word I say?
Maybe. You could be the finger man, too.
I never fingered anybody in my life. I'm willing to start now if you want to play it my way, that is.
Play it your way. How does it come out, your way?
It comes out very simply. Play it my way, and the old mob goes.
Say that again, Dayton.
Play it my way, and the old mob goes.
Milt?
We better talk this over. Private.
Check. Okay, Dayton. Where can I reach you?
Stinson 5094, private number. Ask for me. Don't identify yourself. Somebody might be around. I'll wait for your call. And not too long now. If you don't want my services, somebody else will. Want to know what the boys are calling us, Mike?
Nothing complimentary.
I'll bet on that.
The handlebars.
The what? Bicycles or motorcycles?
Mustaches.
I don't get it. Haven't worn a big mustache since I was as young as they are.
Handlebar mustaches, turn of the century, out of date. Now, do you get it?
So what?
So plenty. We're now classed with the old mafia, the Five Points gangs in New York, with everything that's passe. And in this business, what's passe is as good as dead.
You know anything, Chuck?
Know anything? I've been trying to tell you that if we don't deal with through...
Same old tune, same old lyric. Forget it.
You've got to listen. Look, stop a minute and think.
Yeah, stop, look, and listen. You heard any rumors?
Yeah. Nothing more than the day before yesterday.
Well, that cheap little punk Sanders was here. Forget it, Chuck. You're making a dope of yourself again.
Again?
Ha! Yes.
Okay. When you wind up in the river, remember I warned you.
Save it. Yeah?
Chuck Dayton.
Who's calling him?
This is private.
Okay, okay. For you, Chuck. Private. Male or female?
With Chucky boy, strictly male. What dame give him a tumble?
Hello?
Chuck?
Yeah.
Larry Sanders.
Well?
That Westbrook who answered?
Right. Make it quick.
We've thought over your proposition. Well, bye.
I thought you would. When?
Can you come over now?
Quarter of an hour.
We'll be waiting.
Mike, you won't change your mind.
I don't change, Chuck. Not my mind, my methods, or anything else.
All right. That settles it.
Going someplace?
Maybe. Can't tell yet.
Are you nuts? Your hat's on, you're heading for the door, and you can't tell if you're heading someplace.
Have it your own way, Joe. So I don't know where I'm going. But I have a hunch I'll live longer this way.
Live longer? Then who, Chucky boy?
Then you.
One question, Dayton, before we get to work. Why?
You wouldn't understand, Sanders. You're not old enough.
Oh, I'm too young. Milt here is too young to know.
No, not old enough to know.
Cut it, Dayton. Answer the question.
30 years ago, Mike, Joe, and I were your age. We ran the city. We had our ways. We grew older. Mike and Joe used me. Took a big share for themselves. Well, I had enough. It didn't bother me. But they forgot the way we'd planned in the old days. The heads got too big for them. They made a joke out of me. Oh, forget it. Now, let's go to work.
So you're sore at them.
I don't blame you. They kicked you around, huh?
Forget it. Let's work.
Okay, let's work. You're throwing your pals to the dogs, but let's work.
That's what they did to me. In another way, long ago. Now it's my turn.
What's the pitch? How?
You heard of the association?
Yeah.
Sure, we heard.
You know that if you touch anybody in the association, the whole outfit declares war.
We know that ancient history.
War like that, nobody can win. Both sides lose so much, any gang can move in.
So what can you do about it?
We can wipe them all out in one night. If they're all gone, nobody'd be around to fight us.
That makes sense. How?
Use your horse rooms. You got private wires into every big city in the country. I'll give you the names and the hangouts of the whole association. We set a date and a time. I've been in most of the places. I know what'll be best, most effective. Gun, chopper, pineapple. But we've got to get them all.
Except you.
Except me. I told Joe I had a hunch I'd live longer than he will.
Milt?
Bigger than anything we've tried yet.
Afraid of it, boys?
You've done it, Chuck. It'll take organization, but it'll work. Like you said the other day, the old mob goes.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Old Mob Goes. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ian Keefe as Charles Chuck Dayton in The Old Mob Goes. The plans went forward. The wires hummed. The locations were scouted. The instructions went out. Pistol here, hand grenade there, the car roaring through the night in another place, the ribald, deadly chatter of a machine gun spelling finish. To each case, its particular weapon, its particular strategy. Chuck guided his young associates. They liked him. They felt his outlook was modern, up to date. But all the activity was bound to generate a few leaks. A word here, an overheard sentence there. And leaks created interest in quarters far from the hangouts of the handlebars or even of the youngsters.
You busy, Horn?
The usual reports, Lieutenant. Stolen car on the east side. Dame lost a bracelet, thought it was stolen. We found it.
Sometimes I wonder what we're running here. Detective squad or a lost and found department?
Just about the same. Something on your mind, Lieutenant?
The streets are nervous. The pool rooms are jumpy. Something's cooking.
Yeah, another Pearl Harbor.
It's possible. The old timers are going downgrade. The young punks are coming up. That could be war.
Maybe you need a vacation, Lieutenant.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. It would look swell on a report to the inspector. Sir, the pool rooms are jumpy.
Why not? A good cop knows about things like that.
Yeah, he knows, but he doesn't talk about them on paper or outside the squad room. When you've been on the cops as long as I have, you can feel things like this in your bones.
Yeah. Woody Tenner, little stoolie who hangs out around Roswell's joint. Remember, he said the other day that Chuck Dayton hadn't been there in a week.
Dayton could be away for a while.
Well, Woody didn't say that. He would have if Dayton was away.
Now, you see what I mean? Why?
Who knows? What can we do about it?
Could be Dayton had a fight with Roswell at last.
At last?
Yeah, there's been trouble brewing there for a long time. Joe Westbrook got potted one night a long time ago in a joint on 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Talked too much and too loud till his woman dragged him out. All about how he and Mike Roswell pushed Dayton around and Dayton just took it.
Any of those three ever do a stretch?
Westbrook went up for a short rap 12, 15 years ago.
Mm.
Roswell and Dayton have been picked up any number of times. Never could make anything stick. We tried. How we tried.
We'll get them.
Or they'll get each other.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I'd like to be first.
What can we do about it? Ask for a double detail?
We could cruise a squad car occasionally. On our own, maybe.
And trust to luck?
Horn, you don't trust luck. You give it a push in the right direction.
Like cruising a squad car?
Like cruising a squad car. Take it, will you, Chuck?
Sure, Larry. Yeah?
Milt speaking.
What'd you find out?
Chuck?
Yeah. What'd you find out?
Detroit, New York, Chicago, all set. Just waiting on the date. They say your info was perfect.
I expect it would be. Anything else?
Where's he, Chuck?
They know anything?
No, but something's leaking someplace.
Don't worry about it. Come in.
Check.
That's Milt?
Yeah. Detroit, Chicago, New York, all checked in.
Good enough. Now what, Chuck?
Date and time.
Milt coming back?
He's on his way. Want to wait for him?
Yeah, we could do it and tell him when he gets here.
Larry.
Yeah?
That's what Mike and Joe used to do to me. Decide and then tell me about it.
So what?
So I'm here with you.
Ah, I get it. You do think of everything.
Experience is a good teacher, son, if you're smart enough to learn.
Okay. We wait for Milt.
I wonder now. Heard anything about the cops doing any extra snooping?
Not a word. Why?
Milt says the runners are getting edgy. It's always a sign the grapevine's buzzing. Some smart cop maybe picked up an idea.
Yeah, since when are cops smart?
Since long before you were born. You got to start from that idea when you're planning anything, son. Yeah, tell you a secret. I always figured that way, and that's how I stayed out of jail. Oh, well, we can relax till Milt gets here. Hey, you know something, kid? I'm enjoying this. I always like surprise parties ever since I was knee-high to the proverbial grasshopper.
For me, huh, Chuck? See how easy it is to open a car?
Nice car. Lots of speed.
You can say that again. That wasn't too tough. Enter the chariot, Mr. Dayton.
I don't mind if I do. Company's coming.
Get down. This car is parked for the night. There's no sense letting some nosy character start wondering about two guys sitting in a parked car at 3 a.m.
Check.
Okay. Fixed the ignition while I was down there on the floor.
You've got this routine down pat, Milt.
I ought to. I've been doing it since I met my first girl. She wouldn't date me after the first time unless I had a car. Had one for every date after that. And all different.
Where is she now?
State prison for women. Her skirt got caught in the door of one of them with a cop and a bicycle chasing her. She never talked, though.
Good girl.
Smart, though. All set. Rides nice, don't it? You know, I often wonder, why do people buy cars when it's so easy to have them just for the sake of them? Yeah, this one's nice and heavy.
Yeah. Change the plates and it'll be perfect. I prefer a heavy car. For killings.
Well,
That the last one?
The last. Awful lot of trouble.
File the number off a gun and maybe you'll save a lot of trouble.
Yeah. You know, I read someplace the cops got a new machine. It finds the numbers even after they're filed off. Something about shadows left in the metal when they put the number on in the first place.
It must take a little time to get the gun to the machine and figure out the answer.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's time for a getaway, just in case we got to ditch the guns. No use handing cops the beginning of a trail without making them work for it. Finished?
Finished.
That's a pretty weapon, that chopper.
Yeah.
The new magazines look a lot better than the old round drums of the Tommy.
Lighter. Better to handle.
I wonder what Joe and Michael think of it when they see it front end, too.
What's so funny, Milt?
I was just thinking. The same time, all over the country. Quite a racket, coast to coast, with big noise.
Yeah, stick to your driving.
Let him alone, Larry. He's relaxed. That's good. You're not. That's not so good.
Don't worry about me. Best man with a chopper in the state. Yeah, what's keeping him so long?
They'll be out in a minute. It's their routine, son. They got to reach us every Wednesday night. Spaghetti, red ink, out by 9.
Hold it. Nah, it's not them.
They'll be along. In gear, Milt?
In gear, my foot way down on the clutch. We'll be moving before their bodies hit the sidewalk.
It's them.
Give me that chopper.
Hey, what the? You're going crazy. Come back here. Chop, you fool.
You. Sorry. Money. Stand still. I want you to know who's giving it to you. Me, Chuck. The guy you kicked around for 20 years.
Hold it, Milt. Let's go.
You see Joe's face? The most surprised dead man in the world.
There's a car on the corner and off the hurry.
Chuck, what are you trying to do?
I stand. The witness. I can't hold it. My arm's going bad.
Get me arm.
No. Stay inside. Good cover. No sense hitting the street.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
Come out of that car, you old. Where are police?
Cops. We fired at cops.
Come on out. Oh, we're coming in after you.
Hey, off, Papa. Keep out that grass!
Follow me, Horn. I'm going after him.
All right, Chuck. Get him. One more don't matter.
Buddy, gun jam. Give me your automatic.
Shoulder holster.
Had enough in there? One more?
You got the kick. Now you'll have to come in and take me.
Horn, follow me, I said. Okay.
Ow. My eyes. I can't see. I can't see.
Oh. Got him, Lieutenant.
Man, I shoot. The love of Pete is Chuck Dayton.
Yeah. Chuck Dayton. Mike Roswell and Joe Westbrook. Back there on the sidewalk. Where I put them.
You put them.
Those two, yes. The others, association. All dead by now. Other cities. Same time. I organized it. Kids take over now. All the handlebars. Done.
The other cities. Get that on a teletype. General alarm. Beat it to headquarters.
For your side, Lieutenant.
Beat it, I said. I'll wait for the meat wagon here. Get going.
Handle this right and we'll clean out the whole gang.
Pays off, doesn't it, Horn? That feeling a good cop gets in his bones. So he goes touring in his squad car.
Ian Keith, who was starred as Chuck Dayton in The Old Mob Goes, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Ian Keith.
You may say that up to the moment when Chuck Dayton turned on his friends, they led a pretty easy life. But did they? No one who lives with a fear of death lives easily. No one whose daily life is based on the power of a gun lives easily. And the threat, as Chuck proved, came as much from within their group as from without. Then came Chuck's own turn. An event which grew as much from the constant awareness of a good policeman as from the fact that the lieutenant's car happened to turn a certain corner at a certain moment. And that's the way it always works, inevitably. Somewhere, sometime, The slip is made. And the end comes with deadly swiftness. No matter how one looks at it, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Keith. Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turtis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.